We also heard this week from our friend Dallas over in Akeley, and Dallas said, on the 25th of November, I finally heard a flock of tundra swans, and he said he still has a tree sparrow hanging out in his yard. Ed Dallas, not to be confused with Dallas Hudson, Ed Dallas down in Deerwood found worms after the snow melted in the Deerwood area. He said there were angleworms everywhere outside on the ground. And part of that might be that the ground is wet and it is soft. There is absolutely no frost in the ground. I was talking to someone the other day who had thermocouples placed in the soil, and a foot and a half below surface, there are the ground temperature is still in the mid 40s, so not much frost in the ground yet, and we'll see. Now, a lot of snow has melted. It's getting down quite a bit, and we will have to watch and see what happens. But presently, the ground is certainly not frozen. Got a nice note from John Zazzato, who lives sort of north and a little bit east of me. He said, hi, John. Transformation movement of snow is always interesting. Thought the way the snow on my roof of my workshop is pretty cool. Nothing out of the ordinary for a metal roof, but interesting to see how the structure of transformed snow was holding the curl together. I went back a couple of hours later and the whole sheet had avalanched off the roof. And he inquires, have you found any skatable lakes yet this year? And I told him that I had not. The snow coming off the roofs, it gets so plastic. It does transform. It fell, you know, kind of wet and actually kind of icy, and then changed into lighter and lighter and lighter snow as it fell in that big snowfall on the 18th. And then it began to warm up, and it began to slide off of metal roofs. And I was over at my father-in-law's, and he was outside plowing, and all at once, the snow let go off of the roof, and I was busy in a project, and I went running outside. I thought for sure that he had lost control of the plow truck and had hit the building, and it was only the snow coming off of the roof, but it also had hung over the edge of the roof. I'm sure many of you who have metal roofs probably saw the same thing. Really plastic, and it's really quite interesting how snow responds like that. Our final note this week comes from Angie, and Angie had sent along a couple of pictures. We had a little conversation about loons, and we'll focus on that in the phenology show later this morning, but she had these great pictures of swans and loons that she had gotten, and I said, I wanted to know how she'd gotten so close. She said, in many cases, I just get lucky, but I don't have a telephoto yet. She talks about a pair of swans that accidentally came up in the spring when I paddled around the spot, which I can never do, paddle into later for two reasons, heavy weeds and because those two are in there and have every reason in their every season and so I stay my distance for their privacy. My respect for them is high. What happened is that just out of the blue, no pun intended, one paddled out just 2 meters from the front of the kayak. I knew the other had to be near, and sure enough, yes, I knew they'd stay close, so I drifted and shot as many pictures as I could until they were well away. Incredible when they are moving fast and it is quiet. I've wanted to ask someone for years, who better than you? I paddle the same spot for years and regularly in the spring on the turtle. I see two trumpeters in different spots every year in the same place. Is this the same couple? Also, I've watched the same eagle's nest for many years on the turtle, one of the more remote North Turtle River. Are these the same pairs, do you think? I paddle solo the majority of the time in the Chippewa, and since it's so quiet that that way I see more wildlife. I have hundreds of wildlife bird pictures from the turtle for over the years. Some are very lucky in this past season. Thank you, Angie, for sharing that, and I hope we'll get a chance to chat with you soon.